The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 776.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. This is Dana Wild, and you are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to make money by being happy and how to get paid to be you. As I said, I am your host. I'm Dana Wild, and I'm so happy you're here. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. I know you're out there training your brain, feeling good, building your business. And if you want to take your brain training to the next level, check out the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. It's at danawild.com/mantra. danawild.com/mantra, M-A-N-T-R-A. Today, we're going to talk about cleaning the house. Doesn't that sound kind of crazy for a business show? Well, I'll tell you why. It actually makes a lot of sense when you hear it, because it relates to almost every situation in your life. When you start to realize with brain training, you can change anything if you change the way you look at it. If you change the way you think about it, you change everything. And this was really an appropriate one. And also, I know it affects a lot of people. That's why I wanted to do this on the show. So what happened was, we got somebody who wrote in, and you can get your question answered on the show too, by the way, anytime. danawild.com/askdana, A-S-K-D-A-N-A, danawild.com/askdana. There's a form. And when you fill out that form, you go into a queue, and if your name is drawn, your question's answered on the show. And when this one came up about cleaning the house, I thought, this is just so appropriate, because so many people have this issue, right? There's so many different reasons why you may not hire out, because most people, if you've got a, you know, issue with cleaning the house, they'd say get it done or hire it out. And there are a lot of reasons why that wouldn't happen. You know, sometimes it's just a debate or a difference of opinion about how the household chores should be allocated or what they should do. Or sometimes it's financial. I mean, there's all sorts of different reasons why people would not have a house cleaner, especially just post-COVID here, right? So here's what was written. Let me just read what this woman wrote. She said, Dana, I have 4 kids, and why do I not have someone to help me stay organized and clean around the house? I just spent the better part of an hour cleaning up, and I'm realizing it always makes me stressed and depressed. I can appreciate the end result eventually, but I always feel defeated after cleaning. How can I be positive when I'm stressed and depressed? Great question. And I really want to address this, and I want to talk about it from one specific angle, because I think I'm going to change how you feel about cleaning by the time this is done, because I was in this situation. You know, I've often said, if it was up to me, we'd just hire somebody and be done. My partner has philosophical differences about this. He's very much like, it's important to take care of yourself and do your own cleaning and do your own chores and do your own yard work and all of that kind of thing. And, you know, if you think about it, and this is a whole another episode, I might have to do a whole different show about this, but he's more committed to his viewpoint than I'm committed to my viewpoint. And such is the case with everything in any household, in any relationship, in any business relationship, in anything. The person who's most committed to their viewpoint, it's usually going to go that way. And I, at first, when I started doing the cleaning, I was doing it with a little bit of like undertonement of resentment, because I thought, you know, I shouldn't be doing this, or we should be hiring this out. And luckily, because I'm a brain trainer, I busted myself very quickly. And I'm going to tell you something. The things I discovered by busting myself on this is something that I can pass on to you and to everybody here who doesn't like cleaning. And you're going to see that you can shift this around and really benefit from it. So sit tight. What I realized when I was doing this, as I was vacuuming in particular, when I had this epiphany and I busted myself on this. And what I realized is, you know what? There's a lot of noise involved in vacuuming and there's nothing around and nobody can bother me. And in fact, when I think about it, when I'm cleaning, it's one of the very few times, especially vacuuming, when no one can talk to me and no one can distract me and no one can come near me and no one can interrupt me. And I'm by no one, I mean you, cats, Hank and Anna, right? I realize like, oh my gosh, this is 100% complete me time. This is 100% me and my brain with my own thoughts, time that I can do with whatever I want to do with this time. When I figured that out, that was the game changer. And then instead of hurrying through cleaning, I started taking time because I started using it to say my mantras at first. So I would just be doing rote mantras, like one mantra after the other, doing the cleaning. And then I thought, you know what? This is such creative time. I'm in an unconscious state, which is the best state of mind for creating and for thinking of new ideas and for getting brilliant money-making ideas and for dreaming and for bringing in the new visualizations and the new dreams and the new storytelling. And so instead of just saying my mantras, even though sometimes I still do that, I started using that time to dream and craft and practice a new story and imagine myself in a new situation and the new level and craft it. And so, you know, imagine literally here, vacuuming, new story, dream. Wow, epiphany, good idea. And then I catch myself making the grocery list, as you do with your brain, right? It starts out really good and you've got all these dreams and you go, oh, hold on. Now I'm thinking of something mundane again. Whoops, let's bring my little brain back and bring my little thoughts back and dream and master and visualize and plan and come up with a new great idea and come up with a new epiphany and have the next big thought that makes me happy. It was amazing when I figured this out. It was totally a game changer because this is not only me time, 100% me time, where nobody can interrupt me. And with four kids, you should appreciate that. Think about how interrupted you get with your four kids all the time, right? Now, this is 100% you time. And then I also realized it's not only 100% me time, but if I want to keep a clean house, and I do, then it's regularly scheduled me time. So in the old days, there used to be this feeling of, okay, I gotta make time to visualize. I gotta make time to do this thing or that thing. And sometimes what happens, and I see it now with other people too, is that the stuff that was supposed to be fun and make you feel good, and when you're manifesting new things into your world, it sometimes becomes like a list that you have to tick the box and say, okay, I did my meditation, I did my journaling, I did my visualization, right? So it becomes more like you're efforting and more working. Where for me, this method of just using the time that I'm already doing other things that benefit either myself or the household, it becomes 100% me time, and it also becomes manifesting time. And some of my best ideas, really good business ideas, things that I've shifted, ways that have allowed me to work less and make more, come during that time. That's when it happens. So what's the next step? If you decide to go this route, and I think you will, then it's about training your brain around it. And it's about really looking forward to it and really milking it. And what happened to me is I started to slow down when I started doing everything because I realized, like, okay, before I was rushing and resenting and hurrying and not enjoying it. And didn't take long as a brain trainer to go, hold on a minute. We're not going to do that. This is not a good use of my time to be feeling resentment and rushing and doing something I don't like to do. When I made this shift, now it's like relax and slow and think. So train your brain. You said in your notes, I can appreciate the end result. And so that's a really good start right there, is to start thinking like, you know what? I do appreciate the end result. I do love it when my house is clean. I love that feeling. And I know it's just for a second. It almost doesn't last more than even 60 seconds, but there's that moment when I'm done with a room and I can look at the room and go, wow, this feels so good to have this done. It just feels so nice. And it's a feeling of zen and clean and goodness and organization and just everything I want in that one moment. And I love enjoying that. And I love that I figured out that this time is me time. So many people want at me. So many people want a piece of my time. So many people have a list of things that they need from me. And it's okay. I like being there for people. I love that my children need me and my partner needs me and my community needs me. And it feels good that I have all of that. It also feels good to have this little sanctuary of time that's just for me. It feels so good to just be able to turn on the vacuum and have it be so loud and just feel the drone in my brain as I visualize and think about the new thing I want. I love being able to craft my new story and my new future and my new vision. It feels so good to have this me time and be able to take as long as I want with it. Take as long as I want in a relaxing way and think of all the big dreams that I have for my life and think of them as though they've already happened and imagine them coming to life. Think about that. I can totally see you doing that. I can totally see you training your brain and taking steps and doing that. And think about the time that you spend cleaning. If that is now becomes your visualization time, wow, how fast is stuff going to start flying into your life? Like, this is a win, 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 and you've totally got this.